breaking strongholds. In the passage prior to this in Matthew 12, Jesus had released a man from demons, resulting in his immediate healing. The question we have before us is, can Christian believers be affected by demons? In Galatians 4:9, Paul says, "But now that you know God, or rather are known by God, how is it that you are turning back to those weak and miserable forces? Do you wish to be enslaved by them all over again?" If we let go of the powerful connection to God we have, we are exposed to these forces. Even if they are not controlling or possessing us, they may oppress or weaken us. In some cases, mental illness, fear, anxiety, depression, apathy, negativity, etc., can be a result of uncleansed sin or an unsurrendered attitude. We believers have to get ourselves out through the word and prayer. Are we experiencing release? The moral standards of the world are becoming increasingly lax, and Christians are falling prey to the influences. Paul says in Colossians 2:2, "Since you died with Christ to the elemental spiritual forces of this world, why, as though you still belong to the world, do you submit to its rule?" If there are hidden cravings or habits in our life, we can get rid of them. John assures us in 1 John 4:4 that you, dear children, are from God and have overcome them, because the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world. We can get rid of any form of satanic attack or oppression simply by allowing his presence to control our lives. We are automatically protected. Sometimes regular fasting and prayer is required for full release. Let us remember that all physical illness need not originate from sin. All spiritual illness need not originate from the devil. We need to continuously seek perfection and purification. Continuously pray, fast in severe cases. God's protection over our loved ones, family, and church. Constantly support those with demonic manifestations until they find release. Be specific. Finally, cleansing is spiritual healing. Paul says in 2 Timothy 2:21 and 22, "Therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from these things, he will be a vessel for honor, sanctified, useful to the master, prepared for every good work. Now flee from youthful lusts and pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace with those who call on the Lord from a pure heart." Pray over one satanic stronghold in your life silently. Surrender it to God. Pray for a good, fruitful heart transformed through obedience by the Holy Spirit.